What's up, folks? Andrew Torba here, CEO of Gab.com. We have some breaking news. As of late last night, the President of the United States said that he is going to ban TikTok, the Chinese spy app that millions and millions of kids in the United States have been really obsessed with for the past year or two. This is very welcome news. So Trump says that he will ban TikTok through executive action as soon as today. This is a huge story. Now, I'm recording from home today, so if you hear a rooster in the background or if you hear my one-year-old daughter, that's the situation. So we're on the farm here. There's a lot of different noises, so I apologize if you hear that stuff in the background, but it is what it is. It's part of being a dad on the farm. So President Donald Trump on Friday told reporters that he will act as soon as Saturday to ban Chinese-owned video app TikTok from the United States. He did not specify whether he will act through an executive order or another method such as designation, according to NBC News. Trump's comments come as it was reported Friday that Microsoft has held talks to buy TikTok video sharing mobile app from Chinese owner ByteDance. This is very welcomed news. Now, I wrote about this about 3 weeks ago on July 7th, and I said the U.S. should ban TikTok and all other Chinese spyware apps immediately. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News that the U.S. is, quote, certainly looking at banning the Chinese spyware app TikTok. Now, this is welcome news after the discovery that TikTok, which is owned by Beijing-based company ByteDance, is spying on millions of iPhone users and tracking everything that they copy to their phone clipboard. Quote, with respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right too, Laura. I don't want to get out in front of the president, but it's something we're looking at, Pompeo said. TikTok has a long history of censoring content that the Chinese government does not like, especially Christian content or content that is critical of the CCP. TikTok's censorship is so bad that even Mark Zuckerberg publicly called them out last October. Zuckerberg blasted Facebook rival TikTok for censorship in China, and the media actually agreed with him. So in a speech at Georgetown University on free speech last fall, Zuckerberg chastised ByteDance-owned TikTok for censoring content. In a public statement, TikTok refuted Zuckerberg's allegations. But media reports and researchers claim that the popular app suppresses content that offends Beijing. So Mark Zuckerberg said, while our services like WhatsApp are used by protesters and activists everywhere due to strong encryption and privacy protections, on TikTok, the Chinese app growing quickly around the world, mentions of these protests are censored, even in the United States. So is that the internet that we want? Mark Zuckerberg asked. So basically, Mark Zuckerberg is presenting this as a threat, and he's right. And in one sense, he has an incentive and a motive because, you know, TikTok is a competitor to Facebook. So he wants them eliminated just as bad as I want them eliminated, but for different reasons. I see TikTok as a national security threat. I see many other Chinese-owned apps as a national security threat. A lot of people don't talk about this, but Reddit, Tencent, which is a Chinese CCP conglomerate, has a massive stake in Reddit. They invested, I believe it was $200 million, something like this, in 2019. So a lot of people don't realize that Reddit is now, the CCP has a nice chunk of ownership in Reddit. So, you have to ask yourself, is this why Reddit started, mass censoring? Is this why they deleted 2,000 plus subreddit communities? Is this why they banned the Donald? Is because the CCP now owns and controls a nice stake in Reddit? And there's plenty of other apps as well. This is, the focus right now is on TikTok, but I believe that the president should not only go after TikTok, but should go after, the dozens and dozens of other apps that are owned by the communist Chinese government in one way or another. So the Indian government took lead on this, and this is something that the United States government should follow with. So the Indian government said that it was banning over 59 apps developed by Chinese firms over the concerns that these apps were engaging in activities that threatened the, quote, national security and defense of India, which ultimately impinges upon the sovereignty and integrity of India, end quote. So this is just a fantastic move by India. And this is something that the United States, again, should follow. It's not just about TikTok. There are dozens and dozens of apps. And this is not just in the United States. The Chinese are creating apps specifically for specific markets. And they're doing that not to make money. Let's just be clear here. They're not doing that just to make money, right? They're not doing it just to go into these markets and be capitalists, be good stewards of capitalism. They're doing this to collect data. There are some things that are worth more than money. And to the communist Chinese government, that is mass collecting data on tens of millions, on hundreds of millions of US citizens, of Indian citizens, of citizens in Europe. So this is their ultimate, agenda here, is they want to collect the data. So, 59 of these apps were banned by India. It wasn't just TikTok. And I think this is something that the president should look into. I think this is something that the United States should look into, because again, the Chinese government has ownership control in many of the top mobile games, many of the most popular mobile games. That's another way that they're mass collecting data on people, is through the mobile gaming industry and through the gaming industry in general. By the way, it's not just mobile games. It's also, some of the more popular games with kids and with teenagers. So that's one of the biggest ways that they're mass collecting data on people. And who knows what they're doing with that data? Then you also have Zoom, which was caught red-handed, siphoning off calls over to the Chinese. They have, I believe it's 700 employees out of China. So a lot of shady stuff with a lot of very major apps that are used by, tens of millions, and in some cases, hundreds of millions of US citizens. This is something that the US should absolutely be taking very, very seriously. And I'm glad that the president is, and I'm glad that he's taking action on it. So, an article from about a year ago, back in September of 2019, revealed how TikTok is censoring videos that do not please the communist Chinese government. So they instruct their moderators to censor videos that mention Tiananmen Square, the Tibetan independence, or religious groups, according to leaked documents about the site's moderation guidelines. The documents revealed by The Guardian, for the first time, lay out how ByteDance, the Beijing-headquartered technology company that owns TikTok, is advancing Chinese foreign policy aims abroad through the app. Again, this is not about making money for the Chinese government. They're not just entering the US market, the Indian market, the European market to make money. This is a foreign policy agenda here. They're after the data. They're after the information. It's very obvious to anyone that is paying attention. The revelations come amidst rising suspicion that discussion of the Hong Kong protests on TikTok are also being censored for political reasons. A Washington Post report earlier this month noted that a search on the site for city-state revealed barely a hint of unrest in sight. The guidelines divide banned material into two categories. Some content is marked as a, quote, violation, which sees it deleted from the site entirely and can lead a user to being banned from the service. But lesser infringements are marked as visible to self, which leaves the content up but limits the distribution through TikTok's algorithmically curated feed. So, effectively they have a shadow ban, and they also have just an outright ban. Well, they'll ban you completely. So this stuff is going on. And again, it's going on in a way that is so nefarious and so right under our noses that I'm really surprised that it took this long for governments to wake up to it, because, this app is one of the most popular apps. TikTok is one of the most popular apps with kids and with teens. And, the CCP is now getting all of the data from their phones, all of their location data, all of their photos, their videos, anything that they copy to their clipboard on their phone. And this was reported, I believe, last month in June, end of June. Apple suddenly catches TikTok secretly spying on millions of iPhone users. So Apple has fixed a serious problem in iOS 14 which is due this fall, where apps can secretly access the clipboard on users' devices. Once the new OS is released, users will be warned whenever an app reads the last thing you copied to the clipboard. And this is what was going on with TikTok. So, you know, some folks had reverse engineered TikTok and learned that TikTok was basically copying everything that you copied to your clipboard. This is some scary stuff. So as you're going about your day, you have this TikTok app installed. Think about how many times you use your clipboard to copy and paste things. Any link, individual posts on websites, different texts that you're sending, all that sort of stuff goes on your clipboard and it's being copied, right? So TikTok, of course, claimed that this was a bug. Oh, what a shock, right? This is just a pesky bug. So anyway, I'm really glad that the president is taking action, here. This is very important. The Chinese government has the photos, the videos, the clipboard content, the location data, and more on tens of millions of Americans, mostly on our children. And this cannot be allowed to continue. So I think it's important when we're talking about TikTok and when we're talking about the communist Chinese government that we talk about not only the censorship of Christians in China, but the outright persecution of Christians in China. I think this is something that not many people are discussing, especially not many people in the mainstream media. And as a Christian, I feel it's incredibly important for me to discuss it. And it's incredibly important for me to get the word out there that Christians in China are welcome on gab.com. They're welcome to speak freely. We will reject data requests from the Chinese government. We do expect to inevitably be banned in China as we continue to grow. But so long as Gab is online, Christians in China and anyone else in China, by the way, is welcome to get on Gab and speak freely, free from the censorship and free from the watch of the CCP. So Christian TikTok videos are censored, of course, and they're deleted, not just in China by TikTok, but in the US. So you have Christians in the US who are creating pro-life content, who are creating pro-Christian content, and it's being deleted. So I have a report here from religionunplugged.com from May 28th, 2020. Christian content is often censored and removed from TikTok, according to several creators on the platform. The China-based social media app hosts short, snippy videos ranging from inspirational mini-speeches to musical and dance performances, and is popular with teenagers and young adults. TikTok reports over 800 million active users, with 30 million active in the United States. Researchers have grown concerned over the app's reach and possibility of it bringing Chinese-style censorship to mainstream U.S. audiences. In September, the app reportedly removed content posted by pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. More recently, pro-life accounts on the app were disabled and later reinstated. The censorship extends past the political realm and into religion, according to several Christian TikTokers. Abby, an 18-year-old creator from Indiana, joined the platform last summer after TikTok merged with Shanghai-based app Musical.ly, bringing TikTok into the U.S. market. Skeptical of the new trend and off-put by the reputation of Musical.ly, which was popular among much younger kids, Abby, who asked to be identified by her first name due to privacy concerns, was reluctant to join the TikTok bandwagon. But inevitably, she joined. So I grew up in a family where we love Jesus. We just love the Bible. I know the subject, so I made TikTok trends around the Bible, she said. Her new brand involved taking popular TikTok memes and tags and spinning them into Christian comedy. One video spun off of the red dot trend, which went viral towards the end of 2019. The trend was based in an overpopulation-induced dystopia in which everyone received a dot on their hand. Green means you live, and red means you die. I made a spinoff where I had the red dot and Jesus took it away from me, Abby said. A month after she launched her account, one of the videos went viral with 1 million views. Followers started pouring in and strangers were asking her questions about God and the Bible. At the end of April, less than a year since she launched the account, she was seeing 500 new followers a day on average. It was rising pretty quickly, she said. As quarantine hit, We did a Zoom call with all of our family. We bought cake. My grandma made a Facebook post about it. Then things started to take a turn. 2 weeks ago, on a live stream Bible study with her sister, the screen went black in the middle of a Q&A session. A little box popped up that said, "You have been permanently banned." TikTok banned Abby from live streaming once before, citing concerns over her age. But that issue was quickly rectified. This was a completely different ordeal. Abby's account had been taken down. All of her videos are gone, and she is unable to like or comment on content posted by others. So TikTok declined to provide a statement on this, of course. But they're claiming that she violated community guidelines. And the only thing that she violated was she was a Christian. And the communist Chinese government does not like Christians, right? And they're now being persecuted in a way that is just absolutely jaw-dropping. And I don't think enough Christians in the United States are talking about this, which is why I, you know, want to talk about it. Because as Christians in the United States, we take for granted the freedom that we have to worship Christ and to glorify God and to preach the gospel. Other people around the world, including in China, and most especially in China, do not have that blessing, do not have the ability to do that. So here's an article about a Christian family that left. The reason that we left China is because the communist Chinese government is limitless in its persecution of Christians. They not only threatened us, normal adults, normal church-going members, but they threatened our children. Some of our members have adopted children, and the CPC forcibly sent the adoptive children back to the original family. That is the main reason why we fled China, because we can't guarantee our adopted child would not be taken away by them. So the CPC forcibly removed four adopted children from one early reign covenant church family, returned them to the biological parents, and eventually dispersed them among other homes. So this is madness, right? There's so much going on in China. There's so much persecution going on. They're threatening children. They're taking children away. They're not allowing Christians to preach the gospel. China orders Christians to replace crosses and images of Jesus Christ with portraits of communist leaders. So this is happening, right? And, you know, if we allow communists to take over the United States, they've already taken over our culture. They've taken over academia. They've taken over Hollywood. They've taken over big tech. You know, what else is left? They're coming for the government next. That is next. If we allow these communists to take over, this is how Christians are treated in communist regimes. They take away your kids. They tell you you can't have images of Christ in your home. They tell you you can't have crosses in your home. This story is just astounding here. The communist Chinese government is ordering some Christians to take down religious symbols, including crosses, crucifixes, and images of Jesus Christ, and to replace them with communist leaders. So do you want to replace the cross in your home with an image of Joe Biden? Do you want to replace the image of Christ in your home with a photo of AOC, right? Because that's where we're going here, right? That is where we are going, unless something is done. So I think it's important to talk about this. TikTok is a really hot subject right now. You know, I hope the president does go through with banning it, and I hope he goes after other CCP-controlled applications and mobile games and plenty of other services and technologies that tens of millions of Americans are using, and they're being spied on, and their data is being tracked and collected by the communist Chinese government. And this is stuff that just needs to be talked about. So Christians, if you're listening, this is the stuff we're fighting against, right? Do not allow your kids to use TikTok or other CCP-controlled apps. And fight back against this communist revolution that we're seeing unfold in our country. Because if it's allowed to succeed, if it's allowed to take over control of the government, you know, this is the future that Christians have in store for them. And it's not a future that I want to see happen. And I don't think it's a future that you want to see happen either. So this is very important stuff. Remember to speak freely. Remember to talk out about this stuff. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and remember to speak freely.